Have you been told? Did you ever hear of the curious, furious, fidgety year when Santa Claus unhitched his sleigh and vowed he was taking a holiday? How do I know so much about Santa? Well, I'm Mrs. Claus. It was long ago, before you were living. Not yet Christmas, but past Thanksgiving, though I can't give you the very date. Santa got up that morning late, pulled on one boot and then its twin, ruffled the whiskers on his chin, and sat back down on the side of the bed.
Great North Star, but I'm tired,
he said.
Painting wagons red and bright, sharpening ice skates half the night, wrapping presents in ribbons and gauze has worn me weary,
said Santa Claus.
Crick in my back, cold in my nose, aches in my fingers and all 10 toes, and a sort of kind of kink inside whenever I think of that Christmas ride.
Now, Santa, you just rest yourself a bit longer. I've already sent for the doctor. We'll have you back on your feet in no time.
No wonder you got the shiver and shakes. Probably never got over the case of near pneumonia you picked up last year gallivanting around the world in your open sleigh. And for what? Just to deliver presents to a bunch of folks who don't give a hoot in the first place.
Now, Doctor, it's not just presents, and you know it. What about all that Christmas spirit and goodwill?
If you had any sense, you'd give it up as a bad job and stay home in bed this year.
Oh, come now. If Santa stayed home, why, there'd be no Christmas.
Who cares? Nobody cares about Christmas anymore.
They don't.
Of course not. Wouldn't surprise me none if nobody even believes in you anymore.
Now, Santa, don't you pay him any mind.
Nobody cares a hoot and holler, for you are Christmas. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, Santa, I hope you're not going to take any of that to heart.
No, Ma, the man's right. I had that same feeling myself, but I just wouldn't admit it. Nobody really cares anymore. And besides, the doctor says I'm really not up to snuff. Besides, I'm due for a holiday. I better call the boys and tell them to cancel Christmas.
Warn the people. Tell the papers I'm much too tired for Christmas capers.
But Santa, you must be kidding.
But it was true. Santa was taking a holiday, and the world would soon know that it was to be the year without a Santa Claus. Did you ever hear of that terrible year way back before you were born? When Santa Claus took a holiday on the night before Christmas morn.
I could sure use some rest. I'm not feeling my best.
And he yawned as he took to his bed.
There'll be a year without a Santa Claus.
I'm sure they won't miss me.
There'll be a year without a Santa Claus beside your Christmas tree.
And he slept through the day as the hours ticked away. And the time was growing near. And the children, they cried. They thought Santa had died. Every eye shed a blue Christmas tear.
It was a year without a Santa Claus. A Christmas Eve so sad. It was a year without a Santa Claus. The worst we've ever had.
or less. What happened when that news reached the press? Headlines screamed, wires went humming. Santa says, too tired, not coming. Out in the stable, nuzzling hay, the reindeer dreamed of Christmas Day. But Santa phoned to the reindeer groom.
Hang up the harness in the big storeroom.
He called to his elves and he told each gnome,
cover up the shelves. We're staying home.
What? Cover the shelves?
Cried the gnomes and elves.
Cover the dolls?
And electric trains?
And the rocking horses with shaggy manes?
And the rubber boots for splashing in parks?
And the cowboy suits?
And the Noah's Arks?
And the Noah's Arks.
And the animals, too. Hello, Jingle Bells. Number one elf speaking.
And Jangle Bells.
Will you stop that? May I ask who is calling, please? Oh, hi, Mrs. Claus. Yes, Mrs. Claus. Okay, Mrs. Claus. Sure thing, Mrs. Claus. Right away, Mrs. Claus.
Who was that?
Oh. That was... Come on.
It fits. It fits very nicely. I bet I could be Santa Claus. Who would know the difference if Santa Claus was me? Yes, who would know the difference? Just Santa Claus and me. Anyone can be Santa. Why can't a lady like me? I admit I'm underfed, but with a pillow from the bed, I could be Santa Claus. Oh, anyone can play Santa. I've fantasized it a lot. With his hat upon my head and his suit of Christmas red, I could be Santa Claus. And with his ho, 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 I'd be going down the chimneys with his sack. And although my curls may be showing, I'll make sure they only see me from the back. Yes, anyone can be Santa. A tantalizing remark. Though his boots are not my size, with a twinkle in my eyes, I could be Santa Claus. Up, up, and away. Yes, I could be Santa. I could be Santa. I could be Santa Claus.
Santa, you changed your mind.
Oh, joy, oh, happy day.
Well, boys, what do you think?
Hi, Mrs. C.
Mrs. C?
No good, Well, I guess we'll have to move right on then to Plan B.
Plan B?
What's that?
As I see it, Santa doesn't want to go because nobody cares, right?
Right.
He thinks there's no Christmas spirit, no goodwill, right?
Right.
So all you have to do is go down there and find some example of Christmas spirit left over from last year. Scout up some goodwill and show him some proof that somebody cares, right?
Right.
Santa will change his mind, and presto, Christmas is on again.
Yippee!
Yay!
Now, make sure you don't get lost.
Lost?
Vixen's made the trip, haven't you, dear? She'll take you. No problem.
Yeah, but,
just hurry along and gather up enough proof to change Santa's mind, and we can get on with Christmas as usual. Bon voyage! Send us a card now and then. Sure, I was doing the right thing, but faced with the idea of having no Christmas at all, drastic measures were called for.
Well, what's all that racket out there, Ma?
Oh, it was just one of the reindeer getting himself some exercise, dear. What with all the rest and relaxation around here, everybody's jumpy as a leapfrog. It just isn't natural for this time of year.
They'll get used to it. I have already. I tell you, this is life.
If you say so, dear.
Are you thinking that I'm doing the wrong thing by staying home?
Of course not, dear, but if you should change your mind...
Okay, what are you up to, Ma?
Me? Up to something? Oh, ridiculous. Do I look like I'm up to something?
No, you don't look like you're up to something, but whenever you look like you're not up to anything, you're up to something. What are you up to, Ma?
Now, it's nothing that need concern you. Poor Jingle. Poor Jangle.
Jingle, Jangle. Concern it, Ma? What's going on?
They're only trying to help.
Where are they?
Well, they thought they'd just browse around the world and see if the folks didn't really care about you and Christmas.
You mean they went down there, out into that cruel world by themselves?
Oh, of course not, silly. Vixen went with them.
Vixen? She's just a baby. Oh, poor little girl. No telling what might happen. Now I'll have to go after him.
Do you think you ought to, dear, with your cold and all?
I have to go. Why, those three won't even get past the Miser Brothers without...
The Miser Brothers? Oh, dear. Oh, I forgot all about those two.
Of all the fool things for them to do, why, if Snow Miser doesn't freeze them just for the fun of it, his devil of a brother will put the heat on them for sure. Dasher! On the double! Away, Dasher! Away!
The Miser Brothers, what a pair. Snow Miser, who controls the northern part of the world, trying to turn everything to icicles, and his nasty brother trying to keep the south so hot with nary a snowflake a year. Thanks to me, Vixen and Jingle and Jangle were headed right between the two.
Where are we? Where are we heading?
What do you think?
Yeah!
Don't just stand there, you fools. They're part of that Santa Claus gang of goody-goodies. They must be on their way to start everybody dreaming of a white Christmas again. Don't let them get through. Singe their britches for them. Get them.
Of course, I never dreamed that little Vixen would make the mistake of flying right smack into Heat Miser's territory.
They got away. They got away.
Just a baby, perhaps, but little Vixen pulled the boys out of a pretty tight spot.
I wonder where we are now.
If you ask me, still in serious trouble.
Look down there. Southtown, USA. That looks like as good a place as any to find some Christmas spirit. Take her down, Vixen, old girl. Where is everybody?
Boy, that's what I'd like to know. How can we find any goodwill if we can't even find any people?
All right, buddy, pull over.
What's the problem, officer?
What's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Riding a... What do you call that thing, anyway?
That's Vixen.
Riding a Vixen the wrong way on a one-way street. Crossing the white line. And wearing funny-looking suits on a Sunday.
But...
Tell it to the judge.
Maybe they don't like reindeer in these parts. I know what. We'll make her a disguise. Take your socks off.
Take my socks off?
Just do as you're told. And there we have Instant Rover. Now then, let's take our dog for a walk and see if we can find some Christmas spirit and goodwill. Yoo-hoo, madam.
Yeah, what do you want?
I wonder if we might speak with you for a moment. Do you believe in Santa Claus?
At my age,
What? Who are you?
My name is...
And what on earth is that?
That's our little puppy dog, Rover.
A dog?
Yep. Bark for the lady, Rover.
Yeah, I seen them. Two little fellas wearing goofy clothes.
They didn't get into any trouble, did they, officer?
I'll say they got in trouble. Wait till the judge gets finished with them lawbreakers. He'll give them what for.
Not much Christmas spirit there, just as I feared. They're in trouble already. We better find them quick, poor little guys. Must be scared to death.
I'm scared to death.
Serves you right. Bark for the lady, Rover, indeed.
Why don't we just skip the whole business and go home?
I'd like to, but I'd hate to let Mrs. C down. We've just got to find a trace of Christmas spirit and goodwill somewhere.
I know. Santa's favorites have always been the little ones, the children. Why don't we talk to one of them?
Good idea. There are a whole bunch of children over there.
Well, let's talk to them and get out of here, because I think Vixen's coming down with something. She's got a slight fever.
Oh, poor thing. She's just not used to this weather. You just lay down here in the shade, girl. We'll be right back. I beg your pardon, young man. May we have a word with you?
Sure. Hey, you're dressed up like a couple of Christmas elves. Haven't you heard the news? Santa's taking a holiday.
Yeah, it was in all the papers.
Well, you don't seem to be very upset about it.
Upset? Why should I be upset?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
You mean you don't care if Santa Claus comes or not? None of you?
Nah.
Of course not. It's none of our business. Besides, believing in Santa Claus is for little kids.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Boy, it's worse than I thought.
If I were you guys, I wouldn't waste my time worrying about Santa Claus. You got a bigger problem.
Huh? What do you mean?
The dog catcher's got your pooch.
Stop, thief!
Reindeer napper!
You come back here!
We'll save you,
Vincent.
Hang on!
Hang on!
A very nice boy, Ignatius Thistlewhite. Nice name, too. He didn't know it at the time, but he was going to be a much bigger help to the two little elves and to all of us than he could ever imagine, because a little later, when he got home...
Hi there, little fella. Can you spare a moment?
Sure. My name's Ignatius Thistlewhite. Everybody calls me Iggy. What's yours?
Klaus. Klaus.
What can I do for you, Mr. Klaus?
Well, I'm looking for two friends of mine. Tiny little fellas. Red suits.
Oh, you must mean the two guys I met at school. They were asking us about Christmas and stuff. Ignatius, was that you I heard sneeze? Not me, Mom. It was my friend, Mr. Klaus.
Well, why don't you bring him inside and talk, and I'll give him something for that cold.
Mom, Dad, meet Mr. Klaus.
How do you do?
Oh, you poor man. Drink this. It'll make you feel much better.
Thank you. You say my friends were asking you about Christmas?
Yeah. They wanted to know if we kids cared about Santa Claus and all.
And what'd you tell them?
Heck, I don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. That's kid stuff, isn't it?
Just as I thought.
You don't believe in Santa Claus, do you, Dad?
Why, yes. Matter of fact, I do.
How about you?
Me? Why, of course I do. I believe in Santa Claus, like I believe in love. I believe in Santa Claus and everything he does,
There's no question in my mind that he does exist. Just like love, I know he's there, waiting to be missed. I believe in Santa Claus, but there was a time I thought I had grown too old for such a childish rhyme. He became a dream to me till one Christmas night someone stood beside my bed with a beard of white. So you're too old for Santa Claus, he said with a smile. Then you're too old for all the things that make a life worthwhile. For what is happiness but dreams, and do they all come true? Look at me and tell me, son, what is real to you? Just believe in Santa Claus, like you believe in love. Just believe in Santa Claus, and everything he does.
Wipe that question from your mind.
Like love, you know he's there, waiting to be missed.
Just like love.
I guess if you're not too old to still believe, well, I guess maybe...
By the way, when my friends left the schoolyard, did they say where they were going?
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot. They were chasing the dog catcher's truck.
They were what?
He was taking their dog away in his truck, and they were trying to catch him.
Their dog? Good grief. Vixen!
Poor little Vixen, so frightened and sick in the dog pound. It was one of those days when things just kept going from bad to worse. Santa wanted to get Vixen out of that dog pound, and quick. Ordinarily, Santa doesn't like to show off his flying reindeer in front of people, but he was in a rush.
Gosh, did you see that?
I certainly did.
I thought there was something different about that man.
Mr. Claus! He must be.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. At the moment, nothing would.
Then his friends must be real elves. And their dog. I'll bet that dog was a baby reindeer.
That's bad. They won't know how to take care of a reindeer at the dog pound.
Gee, I wish there was something I could do.
When you've got a big problem, son, it often pays to go right to the top man. Why don't you stop by the mayor's office? Tell him the whole story. He should be able to help.
Hey, good idea, Dad.
Well, it just so happened that Jingle and Jangle had the same good idea. When the man at the dog pound refused to let Vixen go, he suggested that they take their case to the mayor.
Now, let me see if I got this straight. You two are elves, and that dog down at the pound is a reindeer, and you want to take him back to Santa Claus.
At the North Pole.
You see, Your Honor, we're here on a special mission.
A secret mission.
A secret mission, I should have guessed.
Cause Santa isn't coming this year. Yep. He wants to take a holiday.
No more, please. I can't take any more. Reindeer, Santa Claus, elves.
But we are elves. We're serious. How can we convince you?
Oh, come on, son. What kind of fool do you think I am? You ain't got the chance of a snowball in Southtown of convincing me one-tenth of your story's on the level.
A snowball in Southtown? What kind of chance is that?
Not very good. It never snows here.
Well, not in the last 100 years. Hey, I've got an idea. You elves can work magic and all that. You conjure up a good old-fashioned white Christmas for us right here in Southtown, and I'll buy every word you say.
You will?
I'll spring your reindeer from the hoosegow. I'll call all the mayors in the U.S. of A. We'll give Santa an official national holiday this year.
It's a deal.
Goodbye, Your Honor. We've got lots to do.
Yeah. See you all around the ski slopes, Mr. Mayor.
It's gonna snow, ho, ho, right here in Dixie. All will be white overnight, it will be cold. On Christmas Day, hey, hey, right here in Dixie. We'll do-si-do in the snow, so I've been told.
We'll build a snowman.
Gonna snow, ho, ho, right here in Dixie. All will be white overnight, it will be cold.
It will be cold on Christmas Day, hey, hey, right here in Dixie.
We'll do-si-do in the snow,
so we've been told.
Now, take it easy, girl. I've paid your fine. We'll be going home now.
A real reindeer. How do you like that? Aren't they supposed to be up north?
That's why she's so sick. She can't take this warm weather. I've got to get her home. I hope I'm not too late. There we go, girl. Now, if anybody should come by asking about her...
Oh, two funny little characters. They were here about an hour ago. But they couldn't pay the fine. I told them to go see the mayor.
What am I gonna do about those two? Now, don't you worry, Vixen. I'm gonna take care of you first.
Santa was worried about Jingle and Jangle, but he had an even more serious problem on his hands. If he didn't get Vixen back to the North Pole fast, well, who knows what might happen to the littlest reindeer of the team. Things look pretty grim from where Jingle and Jangle and young Iggy sat. As far as they knew, Vixen was still in the pound, and they were faced with the problem of making it snow in Southtown. Well, all seemed lost, but Jingle got a brilliant idea.
Mrs. Claus, if anybody can figure a way out of this mess, she can.
How about calling Mrs. Santa Claus?
Good idea. Why didn't I think of that? She should be along any minute now.
I hope she doesn't wake my folks up.
Here she comes now.
Gosh!
Hop on, boys. Hello, Iggy. Say hello, Blitzen.
Golly.
Hi, Mrs. C. Where are we going?
To see Snow Miser. Here he comes now, the big ham.
I'm
Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
I'm too much.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
He's too much.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and let it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch tears the snow in my clutch.
Too much.
Too much.
Well, Mrs. Claus, how's your hubby?
Well, I'm afraid he's got a pretty bad cold, Snowy.
Oh, that's a shame, the poor fellow. He should have come to see me. I'd have given him a good one. A little chilly humor there.
Don't you dare make fun of Santa Claus like that. He's the nicest person in the whole world.
Well, of course he is, Sonny. I love him a lot.
You do?
Well, of course I do, silly. Why, he's the best advertisement Snowbiz ever had. Now, what can I do for you, madam?
We need a snowstorm.
Well, no sooner said than done, my little icicle. Where do you want it?
In a town called Southtown, USA.
What? Hold it. Hold it. Hold it! No can do, Mrs. C. The South is under the control of my stepbrother, Heat Miser. And every time I try to send a little refreshing snow down there, what does he do? He turns it into rain, a fog. And who needs that?
Well, if I get his okay, will you make it snow?
Sure thing. But don't get your hopes up. You'll never get anywhere with that one.
We'll have to try. Thanks, Snowy.
Ah, don't mention it. And don't be such a stranger. Look, stop by with your hubby sometime and we'll have a blizzard.
Where to now? You heard the man. We've got to see Heat Miser.
I was afraid you'd say that.
On, Blitzen!
Mr. Green Christmas, I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister, I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas, he's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister, he's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. Some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
Sing it!
He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Too much!
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never! Unless there were something in it for me.
Like what?
Like, for instance, if a little bit of Northern Territory were turned over to me, shall we say, the North Pole?
Well, heavens, I don't know. That would be up to your brother, not me.
Well, why don't you give the tutti-frutti snow cone a buzz on the hotline? See what he says.
Hello? Snowy, this is Mrs. Claus.
Hi there, Sugar Plum. How'd you make out with a hothead?
I heard that, you snowball.
Oh, my goodness. Speak of the devil.
Madam, kindly state your business with that drippy snowman and get him out of here.
Mind your blood pressure, hotcakes. Mother warned you about that low boiling point of yours.
You think you're hot stuff just because Mother likes you best.
Boy, now please, don't fight.
Well, if I can't have a little fun, I might as well leave.
Your brother agreed to let it snow in the South.
He did.
Of course, there has to be a small concession on your part.
Oh, really? But what does a flaming fool want this time? The North Pole?
Yes. As a matter of fact.
What? I told you he wouldn't cooperate.
Cooperate? Surrender the North Pole you call cooperate? A good mind to chill your embers for you.
Oh, yeah?
All right, enough of this. I hate to do this to you boys, but you leave me no choice. I'm going over your heads.
You're kidding.
You wouldn't dare.
I would, and I will.
Mrs. Claus! See what you did, you old blizzard. She's gonna tell Mother.
What I did, you hot dog. It's all your fault.
Come along.
We're not really going to do it, are we, Mrs. Claus? I mean, we're not actually going to disturb her.
Oh, she's not serious. I mean, we're not really. Are we actually going to see you?
Yes.
No.
Who? Where are we going? Who are we going to see?
We're going right to the top, Iggy, my boy.
Mrs. C is through fooling around. We're going to see none other than Mother Nature.
I must admit, I was more than a little nervous myself. I'd never met Mother Nature, but I knew she didn't like to be disturbed. As I said, I was pretty nervous myself. I had no idea what to expect of Mother Nature. But frightened as we were, we were that determined that Santa should have his holiday.
Ooh, so they gave you a hard time, did they, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't mean to.
Oh, yes, they did. They're nasty little boys, both of them.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say
that. Oh, I'll straighten them out for you. Oh, you children.
What is it, Mother dear?
Now, Mrs. Claus made a very simple request. Now you let a little snow fall in Southland, and you allow just one nice spring day at the North Pole. All you have to do is compromise. At this time of the year especially, Santa needs some examples of the Christmas spirit, and we must set a good example for the people down there to follow. So, boys, police!
I won't do it!
Me neither!
Stop it! Stop it!
Yes, Mother dear.
They're really nice boys, Mrs. Claus. Oh, sometimes they bicker, but you'll have no further trouble with them. I do hope Santa enjoys his holiday.
How can I ever thank you?
Oh, don't mention it. Ta-ta!
Well, little girl, I guess you're going to be all right after all. Hello, what's this? Dear Santa, I had to go meet Jingle and Jangle. We'll be back soon. Huh. That's a relief. I'll look after those two. She will. Now I can stay home and look after my cold.
Yes, dear, I'll be home early. Well, I should be leaving here in a few minutes. What's that? Don't forget to wear my what? Galoshes? What on earth for? Oh, it's snowing, is it? In that case, I'll... What? Snow in Southtown? I guess those fellas weren't pulling my leg about Santa Claus after all.
Santa, wake up. Look at these headlines.
Yes, listen to this. Mayors declare legal holiday for Santa. Snow falls for first time in Southtown.
And get this. Day off for Santa.
Yes, and these all say the same.
Well, Mama, I guess you've proved your point. There is some goodwill in the hearts of all men at this time of year. This... Especially this proves it. The world gave me a vacation.
Fast as a hurricane, children hurled the happy message around the world. Over each continent, isle, and isthmus, let's give Santa a Merry Christmas. With snow, the earth was already whitening. They rolled up their sleeves and worked like lightning. They opened their piggy banks and racked their brains. They chartered buses and special trains to reach the pole by the 24th was all their goal. East, west, north, and south came gifts and gifts and gifts to spare. From clever children everywhere, tots who hadn't a penny to spend wrote him letters signed a friend. And they had more fun that strange December, they said, than any they could remember.
What's this? Why, it's a letter for me. Dear Santa.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you.
Santa, look. Presents from the children. Christmas present for Santa Claus. Can you imagine that?
Santa was silent for a minute. His eye looked bright, but a tear stood in it. And then he blew his nose like a trumpet blast.
God bless my soul,
he said at last.
By the big Borealis, by my maps and charts, I didn't know children had such kind hearts. How could a man feel gladder, prouder?
Then he turned away and blew his nose louder. Isn't it wonderful, dear? When we told all the children you needed a holiday, they all agreed. So this year, they brought Christmas to you.
A holiday? Nonsense! Well, why is everybody standing around? There's work to be done. Load up the sleigh. Harness the team. Fetch my coat.
But what about your gout?
And the crick in your spine.
And your aches?
Oh, my back feels fine. Never felt younger. Never felt stronger. Haven't got a symptom any longer. Now pile all those toys inside. There's no time to waste. Tonight, we ride! Yay!
Hooray!
Woo! Wow! I don't believe it!
Hello!
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Thinks in a blitz in all his reindeer pulling.
Say that there never was such a Christmas day. And that's one reason you may believe why children are merry on Christmas Eve. You know yourself, as you hang your stockings, it doesn't matter if the winds are knocking. Though the great gale roars, though nobody else would budge outdoors, snug in your bed while the tempest drums, you can count your blessings on fingers and thumbs. For yearly, newly, faithfully, truly, somehow Santa Claus always comes.
Santa woke for the night, feeling things weren't right, and he was heard to say,
get the reindeer hitched up, Mama, I'm getting up. Get those gifts loaded up on the sleigh.
There'll be no year